The Prime Minister is continuing to praise Northern Territory politician Alison Anderson, even though she's walked out of the country Liberal government in the top end and into the arms of the Palmer United Party. Ms Anderson and two other Indigenous politicians quit earlier this month, complaining that the government hadn't done enough to help remote Aboriginal communities. After a five-hour conversation with Clive Palmer in Maroochydore and a ride back to Alice Springs in his private jet, Ms Anderson is now convinced setting up Palmer United in the Territory is the only way to improve the lives of Indigenous Territorians. Michael Coggan reports.
In the lead-up to the 2012 Northern Territory election, then Federal Opposition Leader Tony Abbott gave this endorsement of Alison Anderson as a Country Liberals candidate.
The marvellous and charismatic and inspirational Alison Anderson, who is quite simply one of the most striking human beings it has ever been my pleasure and privilege to meet.
Mr Abbott was impressed by the fact that Alison Anderson had previously served as a minister in the Territory Labor government before defecting to the Country Liberals. Ms Anderson also served as a minister in the new Country Liberals government, and now she's signed up to become the first member of the Palmer United Party in the Territory Parliament.
Gives us great avenues now to bring Territorians together and look after the most disadvantaged people in the Northern Territory, and that's my people.
Despite the defection, the Prime Minister still has a positive view of the woman who quit the Country Liberals, accusing her own government of failing to help Aboriginal people.
I say she's a fine person who's fiercely stood up for the rights of her people.
Territory Chief Minister Adam Giles is less sanguine about the woman he dumped from Cabinet.
We've seen the merry-go-round of Alison Anderson for many a long years, and here we go, another pony's going around in a circle. We'll see what happens now. One of the questions will be how long before Clive realised exactly what he's bought.
Speaking on the ABC's Insiders program, Clive Palmer explained how Alison Anderson approached him to join the Palmer United Party, along with two other Indigenous politicians who also quit Territory government ranks this month. But so far, he's denied offering any financial support.
Well, I haven't funded anything in the Northern Territory. These people decided that they wanted to join us because of what we said.
The Palmer United Party is set to hold the balance of power in the Senate, and Mr Palmer is hoping, with Alison Anderson, the PUP can win over more politicians and do the same thing in the Territory's Legislative Assembly.
That government's falling apart and it's not really got a good future.
But there's already a potential headache for Clive Palmer. One of the three rebel politicians hoping to join the party, Larissa Lee, is now facing an assault charge. If found guilty, she could be forced out of Parliament. Chief Minister Adam Giles.
This is the Clive Palmer carousel and merry-go-round in life. Alison's jumped on board. I think we all should grab a box of popcorn and sit back and watch. It's going to be a hell of a ride.
Northern Territory Chief Minister Adam Giles ending that report from Michael Coggan in Darwin.